Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait.
Hi, this is Jeff Krummel. I live in San Felipe, Mexico.
Oh, really?
And I had to probably move to Mexico just to get on your show.
Really? So what do you do in Mexico?
Well, I'm a retired teacher, special ed teacher, and I'm now an author who's been writing books, and I don't have a lot of distractions down here, so I have plenty of time to do it.
Really? What kind of books are you writing down there?
Fiction and nonfiction.
That about covers the waterfront right there.
It does.
Well, welcome to the show, Jeff. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jeff's topic?
The results are inconclusive, Peter.
When you hear government probe, you probably think, you know, aliens at Roswell or who shot JFK. Boring stuff like that. Well, this week, we heard about a truly interesting government study. Each of our panelists are going to tell you about an inquiry carried out by our government. Only one of them, though, is real. Pick that real one. You will win Carl's voice on your voicemail. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's hear first from Charlie Pierce.
One of the great mysteries of rock and roll may soon be solved, thanks to the folklorists at the Smithsonian Institution. In 1961, Barry Mann and the Halos had a hit with Who Put the Bomb in the Bomb de Bomb? This was widely thought to have been a rhetorical question. But a recently discovered letter from the song's composer, Jerry Goffin, to his future wife, Carol King, indicates that Goffin found the basic lyric in a 1920 blues 78 called Bompty Bomp Blues, on which the artist is listed as unknown. Smithsonian researcher Wendy Whitney found the letter and is now in Mississippi searching for the name of the unknown artist. Somewhere out there is the person who wrote Bompty Bomp Blues, Whitney said, and that person is the answer to the question we've been waiting 50 years for. As to who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a ding-dong, scholars remain divided.
The Smithsonian trying to find out. At long last, who put the bomb in the bomp-de-bomp-bomp? Your next story of a probe of the non-alien variety comes from Brian Babylon.
Everybody knows that the military is having trouble finding recruits. Why? Because the young people of today are wasting their time sitting inside playing video games. But if you can't beat them, why not invite them to join you? In a new study, the U.S. Army formed a special commando unit of expert Call of Duty players. They're calling them FTBs, a military term for fat teenage boys. Said Captain Greta Fairbanks, they may not be able to do a single push-up, but boy, those FTBs can shoot. But it hasn't been a total success. First of all, they think if they die, they'll come back to life. But the bigger problem, Captain Fairbanks says, is war does not stop for Dorito breaks.
A study to see if video game players would be good at the actual thing. And lastly, let's hear a story of an inquiring government from Roxanne Roberts.
You know all those studies with strange and dubious conclusions? Wonder how much it costs for all that research? So did the feds, who commissioned, what else, a study to determine the price to produce all those studies. It all started in 2010 when then-Defense Secretary Bob Gates complained about the explosion in cost of Pentagon reports and studies. Then the GAO decided to study the Pentagon study of its studies. The first study, the study of the studies, not the study of the study of the studies, was found to be ineffective according to the study of the study of the studies, reports ABC News. The Defense Department, quote, partially concurs with the latest study findings and has yet to determine if they will commission a study of the study of the study of the studies.
All right. One of these is a real government inquiry. Is it, from Charlie Pierce, a scholarly investigation from the Smithsonian of who put the bomb in the bomp-de-bomp-bomp, from Brian Babylon, a pilot study to see if video game warriors can become real ones, or from Roxanne Roberts, a study of a study of studies from the government?
Well, being a child of the 60s, the bump, the bump, and the bump, the bump, bump is my choice because I hope that's the one answer.
You hope that's what you're going to choose Charlie's story of the
I
search?
I am.
All right, that's your choice. You pick Charlie's story. Well, we actually have somebody discussing the study on TV.
Well, he said, I don't think we're getting our money's worth, and I don't think we're studying the things we should be studying, so let's have a study to see how we can get better studies or figure out how to get rid of the studies we're doing.
That was the American Spectator's pundit John Fund talking to Fox News about the GAO's study of the study of studies. I'm sorry, Jeff, but Roxanne Roberts obviously had the real answer. Too real, but still frightening, I think.
Very good.
I'm sorry to remember, you did earn a point for Charlie for his excellent story, and perhaps someday, now you have your free time as a retiree, you can find out hoopity-bomp-a-dee-bomp-dee-bomp-dee-bomp.
I'm looking right now.
All right, thank you so much. I want to go study. Baby, would you be my buddy? And help me with my project. Because you are who I roll with.